The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Christian from Stanwood is. Christian, are you there?
I'm here.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Christian has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's go.
What bird is most famous for standing on one leg?
Flamingo.
Correct. What car manufacturer makes the Sienna?
Toyota?
Yes. What two teams are playing in the upcoming World Series?
Pass.
What is the name of the first song heard in The Lion King?
I'm going to pass.
What do you call an area that receives 10 inches or less of rainfall each year?
A desert?
Yes. What word can come after black, kidney, and jelly?
Say that again?
What word can come after black, kidney, and jelly?
Black, kidney, and jelly. Pass.
Cu is the symbol for what chemical element?
Copper?
Yes. Oogie Boogie is the main antagonist in what movie?
Pass.
In what city does the TV show Mad Men take place?
New York?
Correct. The first Cheesecake Factory opened up in what decade?
The 80s?
No. Christian.
All right, keep going.
You could have, yes. You got 5 correct.
All right.
Right down the middle, because you got to all 10 questions.
Representing Stanwood.
Is he representing well?
Well, you know, I wanted to help, but I'm not allowed to help.
You're not.
Not.
I kind of feel like Steve's got this. Do you agree with me? You hate to agree, but...
I never like to agree on that. You know, there's always hope.
Wow. You're always so positive. It's very sweet.
One of these days, I'm going to show up wearing a Cougar shirt. That way you have to root for me want to or not during Beat Migs.
That would be, you'd be trolling me so hard.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's see.
Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
What bird is most famous for standing on one leg?
An ostrich.
No.
A flamingo.
There we go. What car manufacturer makes the Sienna? Does an ostrich even stand on one leg?
I don't know. Maybe at some point they do when they're going up steps. Toyota?
Yes. What two teams are playing in the upcoming World Series?
The Yankees and the Dodgers.
You know it. What is the name of the first song heard in The Lion King?
Lions. Who let the lions out?
Who? No.
My heart will go on?
No.
Hakuna Matata?
No. What do you call an area that receives 10 inches or less of rainfall each year?
Dry.
No.
Banana belt.
No.
Path.
What word can come after black, kidney, and jelly?
Stone.
No.
Oh.
Oh. Kidney stone. I get it.
Black kidney. Bean?
Yes. Cu is the symbol for what chemical element?
Carbon?
No.
Copper?
Correct. Oogie Boogie is the main antagonist in what movie?
Beetlejuice?
No.
Nightmare Before Christmas?
Correct. In what city does the TV show Mad Men take place?
New York City.
Yes. Steve, you got 7 correct, which is a win, 7-5. Sorry, Christian.
That was good.
Have a good one, man. That was good.
I don't know if he meant you did good, because he did very mediocre. The first song heard in The Lion King. Anyone?
Circle of Life?
Yeah. Correct. You know that song, right? It's a circle
I don't.
That. Okay, fine.
I haven't watched that movie yet.
That's an Elton John classic.
Oh, it's is really it? Sad.
Yeah.
And that movie is sad.
Okay, well, you're not selling it to me then.
Yeah, I wouldn't watch it.
What's it called again?
The Lion King.
Yes, okay.
One that Christian did get correct. You call an area that receives 10 inches or less than rainfall a desert. And one that you didn't get to, the Cheesecake Factory opened up in what decade? First ever.
I'll go 70s.
You would have been correct.
Nice.
Well, congrats on beating Christian.
Someone says, I disagree with the word main for the antagonist, as the main one is, and maybe Danny can attest to this or not because I haven't seen the movie, Jack Skellington.
Well, I mean, yeah, the main character is Jack Skellington.
Is he an antagonist?
Not really, though. Well, I mean, kind of. if we're going to get in the weeds here, and
maybe we shouldn't.
You know, we probably shouldn't.
It's a movie I've never seen either, which I feel like we should before Live Day, since that's the theme.
It would make sense if we kind of got into the spirit.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we should watch it and then decide which one really is the main antagonist.
Mm. Well, on the same topic.
Oh, and someone did say that ostriches do stand on one leg when they have to fart. The more you know.
Oh, my God.
Thanks for that.
Weird. So does Steve.
Such an educational morning.
Right?
Live Night is back on December 13th at Showbox Soto, where everything will be performed live, from the sound effects to the voice actors. Even the live barbershop quartet will be back in the house, and the KISW New Originals will be playing all the jams. And the theme is A Nightmare Before Christmas. If you'd like to join us, you can head over to KISW.com and get your tickets now. Steve Miggs, are you getting excited?
I'm fired up. Okay. It's always a blast to hang out with the Rockaholics, and I like that we do it at night now.
Oh,
less
yeah.
stressful, it's good spirits, good energy, and it's going to be a blast.
There is a man who is claiming that he can channel an alien, and he gave an interview first as himself and then as the alien being channeled through him. It is exactly what you think it would sound like, and you're going to hear it after Pearl Jam.
The Daily Migs Show.
There is a man who claims that he can channel an alien, and he decided to give an interview about this. First as himself, and then as the alien allegedly being channeled through him.
You have to be kidding me. I love that. Although if someone said, hey, we want to do an interview with you guys, but here's the deal. I'm going to do the interview with you, but then at some point you need to ask the questions to the alien that's inside of me. I'd be like, yeah, sign us up.
Oh, absolutely. So this is the interview with Daryl Anka, and then what he claims is an alien.
All right, here we go.
I'm about to have an interview with an extraterrestrial.
Oh, I appreciate the opportunity to allow him to share his message. Shall I let him come through?
Yes. All yes.
Right. Okay. What do you think the alien's going to sound like?
You want me to do an alien impression?
Well, what do you think he's going to sound?
I'm like almost picturing like a Yoda voice for some reason.
Idiot you are for believing me.
Tom DeLonge. He's going to sound like Tom DeLonge.
It's not like Tom DeLonge from Blink 182. All the...
Yeah.
Aliens exist.
I feel like it's just going to be a really creepy voice.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, like
I
a possessed?
Here. Yes.
It almost sounded like you could front a metal band, Sarah.
Thank you.
She goes to one Mastodon concert. Next thing you know, she's like, let me get on the vocals.
Yeah.
Give me just a minute.
Good day to you this day of your time. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you, Michelle?
Perfect, thank you. Please.
He almost sounds like an old-timey guy. Like, yeah, she.
Right?
With like a little bit of an accent.
That was so bizarre.
I heard some Irish accent in there. I don't know if that was what I heard, but...
Are aliens from Ireland?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
That's why it's green there.
Duh.
By all means, you may proceed however you wish, but allow us to thank you for the co-creation of this opportunity to exchange ideas and information with you.
I mean, are you buying it?
100%.
I think I am.
Hi, I'm good. How are you, Michelle?
Perfect, thank you. Please, by all means, you may proceed however you wish, but allow us to thank you for the co-creation of this opportunity to exchange ideas and information with you.
The music in the background makes it extra believable.
Oh, of course. Absolutely. So my question has to be, how soon until when you're dating somebody do you break the news to them that you have an alien inside of you as well?
Ooh.
And I feel like, Sarah, if you were single, that wouldn't keep you from dating that person.
No. I kind of want to meet this person, to be honest.
And go out drinking with them.
Yeah. You got little two personalities. Like, he could be one way in bed, and then the alien would be another way. It's like two different people.
Oh, so like the aliens, maybe a little bit more like, I imagine the aliens probably more kinky than, I don't know. I'm not here to judge aliens. But
I would think so too.
I feel like the non-alien version might be a little bit more vanilla compared to the to the aliens.
Aliens got some freak.
He might be like Neapolitan or something like that. Yeah.
Well, yeah, because they got to do the probing.
That's true. That's a very good point.
So yeah, it would not stop me from dating this guy at all.
Imagine being friends with that dude and you see this interview and you didn't know this about him. Man, I would definitely want to go get lunch.
Yeah, like let's unpack this a little more.
Can you bring your friend with us? I'll pay for his lunch. Not yours, but I'll pay for his lunch.
Have you ever had a job that when people find out about it, it totally surprises them? There are a few celebrities that were clowns before they became huge Hollywood stars. We're going to tell you all about it at 7:20.
The Daily Migs Show.
People magazine put together a list of the most surprising jobs that their sexiest men alive once had. And here are some of the highlights. Patrick Dempsey.
Okay, Grey's Anatomy.
Yes.
Right? Okay.
They call McDreamy. Is that the McDreamy one?
I wasn't going to say that part.
Yeah, you were.
No.
McDreamy was a juggler, unicyclist, puppeteer, and clown.
I can't picture these. That's what I love about these kind of, like, when they share stories of what, like, these big-time Hollywood people did before, because it's just like, oh, my goodness, him on a unicycle cracks me up.
Another clown, Hugh Jackman. He was Coco the children's party clown. This is what he looked like.
That makes sense. He looks like he was enjoying a little bit of the Coco, if you know what I mean. You know who else was a clown? I always forget it, and I was recently watching, he was interviewing Paul Stanley, Steve-O from Jackass. Oh. So he's got a great podcast where he drives around like in a motorhome and shows up to like celebrities' homes or something like that, and they go in his motorhome and they do an interview. And he had Paul Stanley from Kiss. And they were talking about how, like, how does he apply the makeup when he was in Kiss? And then Steve-O just like, well, you put the powder on before you put the makeup, right? That way you could sweat through it. And blah, blah. Like, he had all these details, and Paul kind of gave him a look for a second. He's like, yeah, I went to clown college at Ringling Brothers.
Whoa.
And I was like, that's right. I forgot that he actually studied to be a clown.
Everybody's clowning. This is crazy. Well, Chris Hemsworth, he cleaned and repaired breast pumps at a pharmacy that rented them out.
Now there's lots of MILFs that would like him to do that for him.
And Johnny Depp, he was a telemarketer.
Okay, that seems ridiculous. Could you imagine Johnny Depp, like, calling you and being like, hey, I want to sell you on some stuff?
Yeah.
That would be wild.
Like, here's a clip of him doing an interview.
You know, it's not the most comfortable thing doing, like, a self-portrait, although, in a weird way, like I said.
Like, no, man.
Almost everything you do.
I don't want to buy what you're selling.
If it was Captain Jack Sparrow, though, I would definitely invest.
Oh, yeah, Zoom.
Sketch myself, and I would do that for a while.
Yeah. I'll buy whatever you're selling if you just shut up, Johnny. You know what I mean? Like, that would be such a weird conversation. Like, hey, man, have you ever thought about using this insurance company? No. Go away, Johnny.
Did you know that there's a job where you're a ham glazer? Paul Rudd was a ham glazer at the Holiday Ham Company.
Okay. I was like, is this like, are we learning about the dark side of Paul Rudd?
Yeah.
A ham glazer.
It should just be some expression. Spit it out as it gets spit out.
All right, Johnny. Okay. Thanks. Thanks for the call. Gotta go.
Denzel Washington was once a garbage man.
Okay, now we've listed all these strange jobs. Here's actually, like, that's a legit job.
Yeah.
Imagine looking back and like, in your life, because I don't know if you ever, do you ever, like, have any FaceTime with your garbage man?
No.
I've had a couple times, and wouldn't
you
that be crazy?
You FaceTime your garbage man?
Oh, yeah, we call.
Oh, like, cool.
No, I mean, back in the day before we had cell phones, FaceTime was when you actually, like, saw us, like, what we're doing right now. We're having FaceTime, you dolts.
Wait, so do you know your garbage man's name?
Jason? I'm not
Liar.
Sure if it is.
I was going to say, he just made that up.
Yeah, you're full of crap. Don't even.
I think it is.
You don't even know your neighbor's names.
Well, no, I don't. But my garbage man listens to the show. I ran into him over at the Washington State Fair. Awesome dude. Great family.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
We got to find out
kiss my ass,
is.
You people.
Did you run into him like, oh, or did he run into you and then he says, I'm your garbage man? And
we don't need to get into the weeds of this conversation.
Yeah, don't act like you're like, oh, I see you once a week, buddy. What's up?
No, of course not. But every once in a while, he'll like run up to my Ring cam and say, what's up, dude?
Oh, that's
I think
awesome.
It's hilarious. I think that cracked. That just makes my day when it happened. I was like, this is so awesome. Great person. But it would be weird, like, if like 5 years from now, I'm like, that guy looks familiar. And he's like Hollywood's biggest actor.
Denzel Washington.
He's the Equalizer.
You would have wished that you actually knew his name. Maybe took him out to lunch once in a while.
Babe, what's his name? He's the guy. Now he's on the movies.
What is that one job that you once had that when you tell people about it, it totally surprises them? 206-803-ROCK. What was the most surprising job you ever had? 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Beastie Boys.
The Daily Mix Show.
Rockaholics, we want to know the details of the most surprising job you ever had. 206-803-ROCK. Aaron from Edgewood, what kind of a movie store did you work for?
Well, they said it was family friendly, but in the back room, we had an large adult section, the largest adult section in most of South Sound.
See, I remember that when I was a kid. all like the mom and pop type video stores. Like Blockbuster didn't have that. Not that I remember. Right. But all the mom and pop ones, it was like normal, normal, normal. And then the back room, and it was not a door. It was always like, it was like a curtain or like those like long streamers. And I'm just like, wow, you're really doing a good job keeping the children out of this. And it's like sparkly red streamers. I'm like, I want to go there. My mom would get so pissed at me.
That's how I got caught buying porn.
Really, like I went when I was 18, I went to one of those places and my girlfriend's friend's mom worked there.
I have a question, Aaron. So you're working at this store that has an adult section. Would you get asked for like recommendations and things of that nature? Did you have to sample the product?
Oh yeah, the people would come out, there'd be like full-blown families getting, you know, Disney VHS tapes and stuff, and some dude would come out of the adult room with, you know, like Debbie Does Dallas or something. And he's like, have you seen this? Is this worth it?
That is so weird. Oh, he means, because he said one of his clients was Gary Ridgway.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, well.
206-803-ROCK. What was the most surprising job you ever had, Jose in Spanaway?
Hey, how you doing? I worked in like I said, I wasn't the greatest of kids, and I got in trouble, and I had to go do some service, and I had to go to a poop farm. It was literally a poop farm where they take poop, and they would basically, you know how they clean it out?
No, I don't, actually.
It's like the water treatment plant.
Okay. So do you just like fertilizer and stuff like that?
Yeah, they turn it into fertilizer, so you have to pile all this poop.
They would send bad children there to clean it?
What's that?
They would send bad children there to clean it?
I was 13 years old, yes.
Wow.
Back in the 70s, there weren't such strict laws.
Oh, my God.
Times were crazy back then.
206-803-ROCK.
We were just threatened to have coal in our stocking.
Oh, God. Melissa, in Seattle, what was the most surprising job you ever had?
Working on private yachts down in Florida. So if you've ever seen the show Below Deck, the girls that work inside and do all the cleanup and the serving, I did that.
Okay, so my wife was a big fan of watching that Below Deck show for a while. And whenever I'd come home from work, every time it would never fail. I'd be like, what are you watching? Because it was just pure chaos behind with all the employees there. Like, it was just very, like, raunchy and crazy. And everybody was angry and horny. Was it like that for you?
It could be, yeah. Whoa.
How long did you do that job?
About a year.
Good character building?
Yeah, you definitely learn your place on the totem pole when you work for rich people, that's for sure.
Oh, I can't even imagine. Rich people who own yachts, that must be a lot of fun. Was there a breaking point for you when you just said, I can't do this anymore?
Yeah, I got into it with the captain, yeah.
Wait, what about?
We did not end on good terms, I just walked off. We were bad, it was bad.
Did you jump off the boat into the water and swim away?
No, luckily we were docked at the time.
Right on, Melissa. Thanks. Amber in Seattle, what was the most surprising job you've ever had?
Well, I have talked with BJ before, and Steve, it's Amber, the phone girl.
Amber! Hi. Oh, that's right.
So I was a phone sex operator from...
No, she talked to us on the radio. Let's just preface this. It wasn't like BJ and I, after the show was over, like, you want to call Amber? All right, speaker phone her.
Yeah, I was actually it until 2015 when I started working for the state.
I didn't realize there was phone sex operation numbers happening until 2015. I kind of thought that was like, you know,
that's done
20
now?
Years ago.
So, oh, it's still fun. And I still do it every once in a while to get the money in because, I mean, it makes the money.
And have there been, I can't remember, I believe you said yes, but have there been instances where you've been out and about and someone recognized your voice?
Yes, remember I started my new job and it was somebody at my new job that recognized my voice from our calls.
So would you have regulars?
Oh my God, yeah. You know, my favorite regular was actually the Dean of Students of Notre Dame. He called me every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday, and we talked for about 3 hours, 4 hours.
So did you have to do prep and like watch like Fighting Irish football games or
No, he was actually a really big pothead. So sometimes, usually Saturday nights, we would just smoke.
And he just gets stoned and want to talk dirty with you.
Yeah, and then he would just, and he was a really good tipper too, because he was really into financial dom. So I was usually making about $500 to $600 a night that night when I would talk with him.
So is it by the hour or by the minute or both?
So if you did a 60-minute call, it was $120. And then after that 60 minutes, it was $1 a minute.
You were charging me $150 when I was calling you with BJ. That is great. Hey, to go back to the one where the guy recognized your voice. Did he tell you then the next time you guys were having a call together, or did he tell you at the office and say, hey?
At the office. He looked. We were talking off and on, and he kept looking at me funny, and I knew him right away. I knew it was him, so I was like, ooh. Voice.
Oh, that's right. You can recognize his voice. I didn't even think about that. That's right.
Yeah. And I had his name, his phone number, his credit card. You know, I had everything. I also, because he was also a financial dom, I was a financial dom A to him. I also knew his wife's number. I knew where he worked. I knew all of that.
Did you guys still talk on the phone as you were still working together?
No. I put a stop to it. No, because we were...
Thanks, Amber.
Thanks, Amber.
Oh, boy. I think we might be in the wrong industry, Steve.
Well, maybe you. I mean, I don't think I'm going to be getting many clients there, Taryn. Hey.
Well...
Do you like watching Notre Dame football?
Oh, my God. Rockaholics, I hope you were listening to the men's room yesterday at 5:40, because there was a cheat sheet given for the 750 edition of Beat Migs on this fine radio show. Steve's got a record of 294 wins, 88 losses, and 51 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 750.
The Daily Migs Show.